Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ, too. Week 1, the seed of David becoming the Son of God. Wednesday, related verses. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has regenerated us unto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hebrews 2:10 through 18. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in leading many sons into glory, to make the author of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will declare your name to my brothers. In the midst of the church, I will sing hymns of praise to you. And again, I will trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children whom God has given to me. Since therefore the children have shared in blood and flesh, he also himself in like manner partook of the same, that through death he might destroy him who has the might of death, that is, the devil, and might release those who because of the fear of death through all their life were held in slavery. For assuredly it is not to angels that he gives help, but he gives help to the seed of Abraham. Hence he should have been made like his brothers in all things, that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For being tempted in that which he himself has suffered, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Related reading. The Son of God is eternal. Yet this eternal Son of God was born as the Son of Man. In his incarnation, he was born of Mary, and by that birth, he became the Son of Man. Therefore, his incarnation was his first birth. But the Bible also tells us that Christ had a second birth. In his first birth, Christ was born as the Son of Man. And in his second birth, he was born as the firstborn Son of God. On one hand, John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. On the other hand, Romans 8:29 says that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Have you ever considered that Christ is the Son of God in two ways? In the first way, he was God's only begotten Son, and in the second way, he is the firstborn Son among many sons. Romans 8:29 says that the believers are to be conformed not to the image of the only begotten Son, but to the image of God's firstborn Son. The difference between the only begotten Son of God in eternity past and the firstborn Son of God in resurrection is that in eternity past, before his incarnation, he possessed only divinity without humanity. But through the process of incarnation, he put on humanity. He passed through human living, entered into death, and came out in resurrection. In resurrection, he still remained the Son of God according to his divinity. But there was something more. He also possessed the humanity that he obtained through incarnation. The humanity that he put on in incarnation was also brought into resurrection to share in the sonship. This is why Acts 13:33 says that on the day of resurrection, Christ was begotten of God to be God's Son. It means that resurrection, quote, sonized his humanity, made it also the Son of God. Christ's resurrection was a birth, making him not only God's only begotten Son with divinity, but also God's firstborn Son with both divinity and humanity. If he were only God's only begotten Son, he could not have any brothers. To have us as his brothers, he must possess humanity. In his incarnation, Christ put on humanity, and through resurrection, he brought this humanity into sonship. In this way, he became God's firstborn Son with both divinity and humanity. Then, as the life-giving Spirit, he entered into us to make us also sons of God. Now we are the many sons of God, being conformed to the image, not of God's only begotten Son, but of his firstborn Son. Therefore, as God's firstborn Son, Christ has many brothers. We all need to see that being born as the firstborn Son of God was a great work that Christ accomplished through his resurrection. The date of our regeneration was the date of Christ's resurrection. When Christ was resurrected from the dead, we, all the believers, were resurrected with him. On the day of Christ's resurrection, all of God's chosen people were resurrected and were born to be God's many sons. Now God has many sons with both divinity and humanity. But among these many sons, only the firstborn is his only begotten Son. This only begotten Son of God in his resurrected humanity is also the firstborn Son of God. As the firstborn Son of God, he has both divinity and humanity, and we, his believers as God's many sons, also possess both the human nature and the divine nature. Now, day by day, we are being conformed to the image of God's firstborn Son.